Final hour on this Friday. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We spent hour number one with Max Herz talking Preds. We talked Titans in hour number two. But the biggest event of the weekend is Vanderbilt in Alabama. College game day in Tuscaloosa, the number 16th ranked Commodores, 5-0 on the season, taking on Alabama, the number 10 team in the country, fresh off of a win at Georgia. Massive game. Vanderbilt, with a win, puts themselves, I say, right at the front of the line when it comes to playoff contenders. Not saying, like, number one, but in terms of how many more wins they need to put themselves in playoff contention, they're right there.
Yeah.
Like, you need 10 wins to get in. With their schedule, you could maybe even make an argument that 9 would be...
Yeah, because they're hitting the rough patch of their schedule.
9 would put them in that Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina tier from last year, and none of those teams got in. So I think 9-3, likely you aren't going to get in.
But depends on your resume.
There's at least a conversation, right? Like, if they beat Texas on the road,
yeah,
and their three losses are Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee, maybe there's a chance. But you need 10 to feel good. This would be a huge one to put you in a spot where you have some leeway, you've got some cushion heading into the back half of your schedule. It's not going to be easy, but Vandy and Alabama going to be an awesome game tomorrow in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, I agree. I can't wait. I'm looking at a 21.5 point spread against my team. So this is probably my most anticipated game of the week. I think it's going to be close. I think both teams have had this game circled since the game last year went final, for different reasons, of course. Like, Vanderbilt is, all right, we did it once. We want to do it again. And that's where all this talking has come from a certain quarterback.
Hey, I mean...
But hey, he backs it up.
And Diego is just throwing it back. It was Ryan Williams who said, we're going to kill an ant with a sledgehammer.
He did.
And that ant's looking pretty big after 5 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Alabama's going to come in ready. I have zero doubt about that.
They are out for blood.
I think Alabama, last year, viewed the trip to Vanderbilt as a vacation to Nashville where they had a little bit of work to do.
Yeah.
And they got punched in the mouth, and they weren't able to dig out of it. The difference for Alabama this year is, yeah, maybe they're going to be prepared, but guess what? Vandy's better this year.
Yeah.
They've got more talent. They can match up better on the line of scrimmage with Alabama. I'm going to save my final judgment for what I think is going to happen in this game for our Monday headline segment coming up at 11:30.
Which kind of tells me I already know where you're going.
But this is one of those games where I feel like it's a toss-up. I really do. And it's strange to me that the line is double digits.
I don't want to say it's a toss-up because I think I think it's a little bit more swayed in the favor of the Crimson Tide, and maybe rightfully so, because I think on paper, you said it earlier with Max, they are a talent collective. They have so much talent on their roster, but you look at Vanderbilt, and they are a team.
Yep.
They're brothers. They are united, and they play well together because they've been together for so long, and they're so experienced, and that's just kind of the world we live in college football right now. What I'm looking at the most is the comparison of last year's quarterback matchup to this year's. I think Ty Simpson is more of a quarterback-esque player. Jalen Milroe could not throw the ball. Well, he could, but he couldn't throw it accurately. He was kind of just running around. Ty Simpson can actually throw the ball. It's a matter of, can his receivers play the way that they're supposed to play? Ryan Williams has been down this year, and then you have other guys. Jeremy Bernard has been kind of a revolution for them coming out of Washington. They've got the talent at the wide receiver position, and they have it on offense. That is a monstrous offensive line. Caden Proctor is wide receiver one on that team also. As you saw him against Georgia.
Yeah, Caden Proctor catching the screen as the huge tackle. Big boy was rumbling down there. Was sad he couldn't get into the end zone.
I don't want to say this as a disrespect to Vanderbilt, because I've grown to love this team. I really have. As a Kentucky guy, I have grown to be very entertained and very invested on how this Vanderbilt team plays, because it's good for us and it's good for the city, and it's a great story. That said, I'm kind of looking at this as maybe last year was a fluke. And that's no discredit to what they did or what I think they could possibly come in and do next year. But Alabama, maybe not the same Alabama, but it's still Alabama.
Yes. I mean, they have five-star recruits backing up five-star recruits.
Yes. Like,
that's Alabama. The talent level in terms of just what these guys are athletically and size-wise typically, that's advantage Alabama. But I think Vandy has closed that gap. And again, I think Clark Lee could get every single man on that roster to run through a brick wall for him. Like, it just feels like that team is so dedicated to this vision that they have. And I'm not saying that wins a football game, right? Like, you still have to go play and you have to execute. But Vandy's not going to be scared. This is their third road trip. All of them have been to pretty highly regarded atmospheres.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I mean,
it's the SEC.
Right. I mean, well, Virginia Tech. Not saying that Virginia Tech is Death Valley, but like, all three of those places, including Alabama, are known as a tough place to go play. So they've already done it twice. I don't know if that's going to be as much of a factor, but you are right that Ty Simpson, I think a lot of people just kind of made their judgments about him after Florida State, because he did look a little rattled in that Florida State game, especially once they went down.
He's been dynamic ever since.
69% completion percentage, 1,100 yards, 9 yards per attempt, 11 touchdowns, and 0 picks. Like, that...
That's Heisman stuff right there.
Right. Like, he has been that good since that Florida State game. And I really think that Vandy has a good chance to win this game, but I do agree with you that Ty Simpson... He has been a better quarterback than Jalen Milroe, and that is going to be a difference in this game. Mike says, y'all get off the radio, go down to Tuscaloosa, anchor down. I wish.
Yeah, I'd love to go to
I had
game.
Thought about going down to Tuscaloosa and, you know, helping out with the Vandy radio broadcast, but, you know, didn't work out this weekend. I will be watching on TV. I'm very glad.
Women, am I right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about your predicament tomorrow.
Well, so it was a predicament. It's gotten a little bit better. So I was thinking the Tigers, their game one of the ALDS, was going to be at the same time as the Vanderbilt game. Like, 2:30 kickoff for Vandy, first pitch of the Tigers game, there was a chance it was going to be at 3. But because of the Yankees win last night, the Tigers are now at 7:30. So that's nice. I am going to Oktoberfest tomorrow. At least that's
the point. Oh, so you're going to have some schnitzel?
Yeah, you know, some pretzels.
Some schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
So going to Oktoberfest, and I think we're going right around the time the Vandy game starts. So I may be just like walking around holding my phone, watching the game.
Just don't get two sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
I know they got some draft out there. Just be careful.
We'll be okay. We'll be okay. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Big game, Vanderbilt, Alabama, coming up tomorrow. That is a 2:30 kick. Make sure you listen in right, not right here, 94.9 The Fan, but on the Game Nashville Sports Network. That is a 1 o'clock pregame with Andrew, Kevin, and Norm. Vandy trying to get to 6-0 and head into the bye week. I've said it all week, but if Vandy wins, game day has to come here. For LSU, right? Unless LSU loses to...
Yeah, so I can go out there and do the weekend huddle from there.
LSU plays South Carolina next week. So if LSU is coming off a two-game losing streak, they may not come here. But I think if Vandy wins this game tomorrow, there is a really good chance that game day is in Nashville on October 18th.
I mean, well, that's going to be a predicament because Ole Miss is at Georgia that week.
But they just went to Georgia, right?
Tennessee is at Alabama. Texas Tech will be at Arizona State.
There are some good games, but I think a chance to come to Nashville. Like, they go to Athens every single year. And Tennessee-Alabama, yes, is the same, but they're at Alabama this week.
How often do you get to go to Nashville for a Vanderbilt game?
Right.
And it's a nationally televised event.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say game. Event.
I would love it. I would love for them to come in. But, you know, we will see.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Dustin sent a long text about Robbie and Rex Road, but he subbed fart for another word a
lot
of times.
That's what Joe does.
Yes. I guess he's saying that the Vols are being they're overlooking Vandy a little bit, which I have seen too. It's like, hey, God, Tennessee fans, you have to start to live with the reality that if Vanderbilt wins tomorrow, Vanderbilt will be ranked higher than Tennessee on Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, you have to start to live with the idea that there's a chance that you're not just playing for a playoff spot in Neyland Stadium on November 29th. That Vandy is too. You have to start living with that. Vandy's not the same little brother that you've called them for years. Like, Vandy is a legit team. They're 5-0, and they have a chance to put themselves right into the national spotlight tomorrow against Alabama. Again.
And be the first SEC team this season to clinch bowl eligibility.
Yes, to clinch bowl eligibility on October 4th.
That is wild.
Crazy.
To think about.
Crazy. From a team that lost 10 straight games 2 years ago.
That is, with the same head coach.
Yep. Clark Lee and Jerry Kill and Tim Beck and Diego Pavia and everybody involved over there, they have bet Barton Simmons, the GM. They've done an unbelievable job, and tomorrow feels like it could be the culmination of, like, hey, they've been climbing. They're on the national scene. You can finally break down the door with a win tomorrow. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll keep talking Vandy on the other side. We'll also give our Monday headlines coming up at 11:30. What will we be talking about after this weekend of football? Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on this Friday morning. Next man up, 1025 The Game. I didn't think we were going to be getting One Direction today.
I miss One Direction. They got some good stuff, man.
They did. It was those songs that as a middle schooler and high schooler you were embarrassed to listen to, but
I'm not embarrassed.
It was like a guilty pleasure song.
Be proud.
I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American.
Tomorrow's college football game of the week is Clemson versus North Carolina at 11 a.m. on Sports Talk 830, presented by Twin Peaks Restaurants and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you. A few more segments left in the show. We are previewing Vanderbilt and Alabama tomorrow, 2:30 from Tuscaloosa. Game day in town. Vandy looking to get to 6-0. If you have thoughts on the game, you can text or call 615-737-1025. Our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Here's a thought, though. I was looking through, and the odds to make the playoffs are still not in Vanderbilt's favor. They've got a gauntlet of a schedule to get through the rest of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to play at Alabama, at Texas, at Tennessee. You've got two top 20 teams in LSU and Missouri coming in later this month to Nashville. Auburn's been pretty good. Kentucky's in there too.
Thanks for saying that nicely.
They've
basketball starts this month. I'm excited.
There you go. They've got a gauntlet of a schedule to get through, but a win here feels like it could flip that. Because I looked, and the odds right now for Vandy to make the playoff, I think we're like plus 375, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So I think that puts it at like a, I don't know, all the gambling like percentage, like 20% or something. Or
you're asking the wrong
somewhere
guy.
Around there. Like I don't. Yeah.
I don't bet.
Yeah. Neither do I. But
wonder why?
Yeah.
No reason.
There might be. yes, I don't know what the percentage is. I think that it means like 15 to 20%.
Hold on. We're getting white girl music slander right now, and I'm not going to stand for it.
That music comes from England. Chip from Mount Juliet says, play some rock. Not sure where this music comes from.
I'll play rock tonight.
Play one?
Yeah, we'll play rock tonight.
From 8 to 11 on the Game Blitz.
But right now, it's White Girl Friday, and Chip has to understand that.
Yeah, listen into the Game Blitz with Connor and Parker tonight. Where was I? If they win this game, though, I was looking at it, and Vandy can go 4-2 down the stretch and make the playoffs. And I think that would be pretty safe to say. They go 4-2. You got LSU, Missouri, at Texas, Kentucky, Auburn, at Tennessee. Is it a stretch to say that Vandy would be more likely than not to win 4 out of those 6 games? Again, anything can happen.
I think it's a possibility.
Injuries, but like you look at that, if they win tomorrow, if they can beat Missouri, Kentucky, and Auburn at home, which I think are all games they will either be favored in or it'll be like a 2-point spread the other way. And then you just win one of LSU, Texas, Tennessee. And like LSU and Texas, their offenses haven't looked that great. Even if you lose both those games, you still head to Neyland with a chance to clinch a playoff spot. Like a win tomorrow flips this from a fun story of Vanderbilt starting 5-0 and ranked in the top 22. This team could legitimately make the playoffs.
No, I agree with you. I think the resume would speak for itself. If you get four wins of those six, or even obviously beyond that, LSU, I think, is getting a lot more love than they should. It's weird how their narrative has kind of flipped, because when Jaden Daniels was the quarterback, it was they have an electric offense and an awful defense.
First to 50 wins.
Yeah. Now it is, if they score 20 points in a game, they're lucky.
Yeah.
It is weird how that has flipped. So I think they are the most Brian Kelly team of all time. Brian Kelly is a glorified James Franklin. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't love LSU, and it's like their big wins that they've had all look less impressive as the weeks go along.
Clemson has one win on the entire
season.
Right,
and it was against Troy, who they were down two scores to at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, that Clemson win, yeah, it was a top five win when it happened, but does it look all that impressive anymore? Florida, they can't seem to score anything with DJ Lagway.
But they have a good defense.
They do have a good defense. So, like, LSU at home, I think LSU is going to be favored in that game.
Yeah.
But that's not a game Vandy can't win. At Texas, do we believe that Arch Manning can outscore any? I mean, Vandy's scoring 49 points a game. Like,
yeah. The thing about Texas is, ever since that Ohio State game, they've played Sesame Street State. Like, they haven't played anyone. So, I don't really know what they're made of, because I've only seen them in the first game of the season on the road in one of the toughest places to play in all of college football.
That is true. Like, the Ohio State game was front and center for everyone to see, and then they've kind of faded back to the SEC Network Plus and played Sam Houston State, UTEP, and who was the other one?
It was it UTEP?
It was Sam Houston State, UTEP, and San Jose State.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
They have not played anybody all that challenging. They do have the Red River rivalry coming up next week against Oklahoma. Game day likely going to be there. Do we have Oregon, Indiana next week too? That sounds right. That'll be a fun game too.
Quick sidebar. Did you watch the behind the scenes of Dan Lanning in Oregon at Penn State?
No.
Oh my God. So you know Penn State does the We Are.
Right.
They started doing it while Oregon's in the tunnel, and Dan turns around to the team. He goes, "We are about to kick their ass."
Add another one to the counter.
It was so good. And then he made a John Cena reference, and I popped.
I really do like Dan Lanning. Like,
my favorite coach in all.
I think
football.
He has gone over there, and he's turned Oregon into an SEC team. Like, coming over from Georgia as their defensive coordinator.
Not like Coach Newt would, though.
I love Dan Lanning. I think he is going to get Oregon to a national championship. Like, at some point. I'm not saying this year, but I think at some point. I know when we made our picks, I'm forgetting. Did I pick Oregon to win it all? No.
I don't know. They don't matter.
I think I picked LSU. You? No, I picked Georgia.
Preseason predictions don't matter.
It's like whose line is it anyway, where the points don't matter and the results aren't taken.
Yes, I picked Georgia. Nick Frazier, I think, picked Oregon. So
don't take Nick Frazier's predictions with anything.
Yeah, do we need to get Nick on here to?
Dude had Minnesota Vikings winning.
He's right
four
here
games.
If you want to talk to him.
Yeah, Nick. No. What's your boy Kyler's stat line going to be today? Or on Sunday.
Kyler's about to have a generational game. He's going to make the Titans look like the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
If they're even worse already.
You and Max Herz, you're on the Kyler train.
Kyler Murray, I'm calling the stat line now. I don't like doing stat lines. He has 270, two touchdowns, and 45 yards rushing.
Wow. Get it while you can.
Fantasy this week.
Wow. Get it while you can. Call of Duty comes out in a couple weeks.
Generational.
Nick Frazier with a cameo on the show. And he's on with us on Tuesdays if you want more of that. He's a big Kyler guy. There's his Monday headline. Kyler Murray dices up the Titans.
Kyler Murray is inevitable.
He's generational.
I mean,
best quarterback I've ever seen play.
Sure. Yeah. He looks funny running around back there when he gets kind of loose in the pocket, but I don't know. We're going to make our Monday headlines coming up next. I have some thoughts on the Titans game. I I don't know if I can pick them to win. Like, can we all agree that no one's picking the Titans to win until we see them win a game?
As Jim Harbaugh would say, nobody.
Yep. I will not be picking the Titans to win, but I do have a we'll call it an optimistic take for the Titans on what they could do on Sunday without.
They're gonna complete a forward pass, everyone.
They will complete more than 50% of their passes. Bold take.
Book it.
Yeah. No, we will make our Monday headlines coming up next. We will pick a Titans headline. What are we going to be talking about after the game on Sunday? Will it be good for the Titans? Will it be bad for the Titans? We'll also get to do one kind of open-ended one, whether it's college football, whether it's the NFL. We are going to try and predict what happens over the weekend. I have been horrible at this. Parker has been good at this so far. So we will see if I can get some redemption.
I have a risky one coming up.
I said last week that Brandon Crenshaw Dixon was going to play and play well. Well, he did not see the field. So there we go. I'll see if I can do a little bit better.
I have no idea what I'm going to do here, so I get about 3 minutes.
Yep,
to think
you got about
it.
3 or 4 minutes to figure it out. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. That's a good one, Parker. I like this one. Sean Kingston.
JB.
And Justin Bieber. Eeny, like, meeny, miny, mo.
He's like 10 here.
Yeah, this one. Man, this one was old. Like, I think I was.
Dude, this is like. I'm going to make everyone feel so old. Second grade.
That's crazy. That is crazy. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. It is time for Monday headlines here on Next Man Up 1025 The Game. We're going to try and be Nostradamus here with this football weekend. What will we be talking about on Monday?
I don't know what that word means.
Nostradamus. It's like a guy who could predict the future.
The Oracle.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like it's from some sort of mythology, I think.
Oh. Okay.
We could be sounding really stupid right now. I'm waiting for the text of like, you idiots don't even know. but we're going to try and predict what happens this weekend. Let's start with a Titans headline. What we'll be talking about on Monday from the Titans game. Connor Newt, do you have any thoughts?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I think they play a clean game of football.
Wow.
I think.
Well, what does that mean?
I think they have under 5 penalties.
Okay. Turnovers?
None.
None. Wow.
Nada.
All right. So you're thinking this is a.
Do I think they win? Absolutely not.
No, I will not pick them to win. I will go with another like specific player for my Monday headline. I did this with Chim DK a couple weeks ago, said that he was going to return a kick for a touchdown. That didn't happen. I also looked for Calvin Ridley to have a big game against the Rams, and that didn't happen. So, you know, who am I cursing today? Gunnar Helm. I think this is the Gunnar Helm breakout game for the Titans. I'll go, he has at least 4 catches for 50-plus yards and a touchdown.
You're a bold man.
I'm not going to say that he has like the greatest tight end game of all time, but I think this is the Gunnar Helm breakout game. He makes a couple of big third down catches, and he gets into the end zone for the first time in his Titans career. Parker, what is your Titans Monday headline?
So I predicted last week that the Texans would win the game and the under would hit, and it did because the Titans did not score a single point.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to hit the under when only one team is scoring.
Exactly. And would you look at here? The over-under is set at 42.5 for Titans in Arizona. Way too high. Way too high. I'm taking the under once again, and I'll take it a step further. The Titans will be 0-6 when good old Mike Vrabel comes to town.
Oh, so you're doing Monday headlines for the next 2 weeks. Yep. And saying Titans, yep, go.
I'll have a different one for next Monday. Okay. I just wanted to take it a step further. They'll
right.
be 0-6 when Mike Vrabel comes to town.
So Parker Kelly being not just pessimistic for this week, but also for next week. Saying that the Titans go 0-4 on the road trip.
Sorry, this is off topic. I'm looking at spreads for college football. Your Hokies are favored by 6.5 over Wake
Forest.
Yeah,
over Wake, who almost beat Georgia Tech last week.
Wake's actually kind of decent in the ACC.
Their quarterback's hurt, though.
Yeah, that's true.
The Hokies have kind of figured this out, right?
Uh-oh.
Phillip Montgomery.
Got a little boost.
Interim.
Phillip Montgomery. Of Virginia Tech coaches with minimum 2 games coached, he has the highest winning percentage.
You can see that game on the CW right after reruns of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, love it. Love it. 7285 says, less than 5 penalties and 0 turnovers is unreasonably bold.
Swing for the fences, pal.
Especially with what we've seen from the Titans so far this year. All right, so Titans Monday headlines. Connor's saying they play a clean game, less than 5 penalties, 0 turnovers. Those are very high bars to cross for this team. I'm going to say Gunnar Helm breakout game. He's got 4 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown. And Parker Kelly not only picking the Titans to lose this week, but also next week, and he says going to be a low-scoring game. Let's go open-ended. This could be college football. This could be NFL. I will start us up here. I said I was going to do something with the Vandy game. Monday headline, Diego Pavia stakes his claim to the Heisman Trophy. Obviously, it's not sealed, but he moves himself up to the Heisman favorite with his performance on Saturday, and Vandy beats Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
I can't say I agree with you there, but
I think
each their own.
I'm going to say Pavia goes for, let's say, like 250 yards through the air and 3 touchdowns, 50 yards on the ground and another touchdown. Vandy beats Alabama.
See, I think it's going to be very close, but I think Alabama backdoor covers.
Okay.
That's just me. And that's no disrespect to Vanderbilt. That's no – I'm not an Alabama fan. So
yeah.
That's just – if I'm calling it right down the line –
No, it's fair.
That's how I feel.
I mean, the spread is, what, 10 for a reason? Like, clearly there are people who believe in Alabama. I'm not one of them. I believe in Vanderbilt this weekend. Dylan Antioch asks, wait, second grade, how old are you guys? I was about to graduate college. I am young, but I'm not as young as Connor.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Yeah,
Connor. I'm currently about to graduate college.
Yeah, I graduated college a few years ago. Connor, what is your open-ended Monday headline?
Can I give you a hockey one?
Oh, yeah. Go hockey.
Please.
There are no rules.
On Monday, I believe the Nashville Predators will announce that 5th overall pick, Brady Martin, has made the opening day roster.
I like it. I like it. I mean, we talked with Max, and you were right to bring this up when Max was on, that 2 weeks ago today, we had Max on when we were over at Preds training camp, and the overwhelming sentiment was there's a lot that Brady Martin has to do just to make the roster. Like, he's got to beat out a lot of people. It's not going to be easy. And now it's like, hey, he might be your top line winger. And Max said he'd play center during play, but not take.
But O'Reilly takes the draw.
Right. So he might be on your top line to start it off. And he has the 9 games. You get to see how he plays. But Brady Martin clearly has made a good impression during his time.
Now, if this is announced on Tuesday, I'm going to rain hell on the Nashville Predators
organization. Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. You know, we call it Monday headlines, but it can be, if it comes to fruition, it comes to fruition. You just got to wait.
And if it does, it's because I said so.
Parker Kelly, give us your Monday headline. College football, NFL, what you got?
I'm going to college football.
Yep.
Because, of course.
Really?
Now, Vanderbilt and Alabama has been getting a lot of attention on these airwaves, rightfully so. We broadcast out of Middle Tennessee. But another game that's not getting as much love that I wanted to shed some light on.
Navy
Texas,
Air Force.
Nope.
Sorry.
Not yet. Texas at Florida. Now, here's an interesting stat for you. Texas is the 103rd ranked team in terms of third down offense, and Florida is 123rd. Both of these teams have been very sloppy. The over-under is set at 41.5. Texas is favored by 6.5. Everyone just assumes that Texas is going to win this football game, but what they don't realize is they've been very undisciplined in terms of penalties, and going to the swamp doesn't make a team more disciplined. Now, I am going to take Texas to win this game, but Florida is going to cover, and this one's going to be dangerously close.
All right, man, you're believing in Sunbelt Billy. I mean,
I don't think the players have given up on him yet. Everybody else has. I don't think the players have.
So, if you're saying it's going to be a close game, if it's not a close game, let's say Texas wins by 3 touchdowns, does Billy Napier have a job on Monday?
No.
I would say no.
Welcome back, Steve Spurrier. Not actually.
Urban Meyer.
That'd be criminal.
Yeah, I don't know if they can bring him back. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Do you have predictions for Monday? Monday headlines, what could happen over the weekend? Football, we've done hockey, could be anything. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, for the Titans, Connor going clean game for the Titans in Arizona, but they still lose. I've got Gunnar Helm having a decent day, and Parker is just completely out on the Titans, then has them losing these next two games. In our open-ended ones, I'm going with Vandy to beat Alabama. Diego Pavia establishes himself as a Heisman candidate. Connor Newt has Brady Martin making the opening day roster for the Preds. And Parker has Florida keeping it close with Texas in the Swamp. Again, you can give yours 615-737-1025. Going to be a good weekend of football. I mean, I know
underrated.
Tennessee's on a bye week, and you know, they're Florida State Miami is the late game, which looked like a huge game last week, but then Florida State loses to Virginia, and it's like, eh, maybe Miami's going to win this. But that is in Tallahassee. That one should be a good game too.
Does that one come on after One Tree Hill on the CW?
No, that one is the primetime game on ABC.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No. Not all ACC games are between reruns of the Gilmore Girls and Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars is an ABC show, thank you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl and One Tree Hill and 90210. I have no idea.
Sure.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We got one more segment before we hand you off to Chase and Big Joe. We'll go through a couple of final Titans thoughts coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Well done.
Yeah, that's a good way to finish it, Parker.
I told him he's got to come out with a bang.
I remember this from like Little League Baseball. This was like like the summer that this song came out. It was such a
2011. I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I was seven.
Do you remember the I forget, it was a college baseball team. It was an Ivy League team, I think. Harvard, Yale. One of them did a lip sync video of that on their way to a game that went viral. I think it was Harvard.
What a great song. What was that? Carly Rae Jepsen? She had like,
yeah, it was Harvard baseball.
She had like two major songs, and then we never heard from her again.
Yeah, she did the one with the Fireflies guy.
Yeah,
that was pretty popular.
Owl City.
Owl City. What was that song called?
It's always a good time.
There we go.
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot about that one.
That was the two hit wonder for Carly.
Maybe next Friday.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
We never saw her again.
Well done, Titans. Hoping they can be a one hit wonder and get a win on Sunday. Was that good? Was that bad? Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was a dad joke for sure.
Nice one, Mickey.
I'm sure Chip appreciated that one.
Yes. I think the Titans, they need a win desperately. I mean, you've lost 10 straight. They're 0-4. Brian Callahan's 3-18. You need a win bad. I don't know if it's going to happen this week. I was a little more optimistic heading into the week about this game, but looks like Latham's out again. He hasn't practiced this week,
which is a big problem.
Yeah, you would expect Oliudo's going to be starting at right tackle again. Calvin Ridley also hasn't practiced either of the last 2 days. I think there was reports he was working on a side field yesterday, but he was a DNP for the second straight day. Chance there's no Calvin Ridley.
Better be on that
Sunday.
Jugs machine for 2 straight hours.
Yeah, I mean, no Calvin Ridley, no J.C. Latham. Maybe you get Tajay Spears back. Maybe. And is that really that? Like, I think it could help, but I would much rather not have Tajay Spears back than lose Calvin Ridley and J.C. Latham for another game. Like, you need those guys to be healthy and out there to help your quarterback. So I'm not feeling super optimistic, especially if those two key players aren't out on the field again, which, you know, if you don't practice the first 2 days, usually you don't end up playing. Ridley, I would say there's a chance he plays. I'd even say 50-50. Latham, at this point, he's not playing.
I mean, that's a problem, right? It's a second-year guy, and he's missed this much time with a hip injury, and it's a problem.
Well, it seems like, based on what everyone has said, that this isn't like a pain maintenance thing. It's not or pain tolerance. It's not
like a stabilization
right
thing.
Like, it's not something that he can't play with. It's the issue of how quick can you put him back out there and have him not re-aggravate it? Because if he re-aggravates it, that's an IL stint or IR stint on baseball mode. That's an IR stint where you lose him for at least another month and basically takes the wheels off of his sophomore season. So they want to make sure that he is good, he is ready to go, and isn't going to have any more flare-ups with that hip. So I think, like, could he play on Sunday? Yes. But I think they're slow playing it just to make sure that he's 100% ready to go.
Yeah, and it makes sense. But I feel you need to have him out there because he's the best your offensive line has to offer from a ceiling standpoint and probably right now from a talent standpoint. Peter Skoronski has been playing very
well. I mean, Skoronski and Latham are your two best, but you need your best tackle on the field, right? Like, with Dan Moore playing the way that he has, Dan Moore and Ole Udo isn't a great tackle pair. Latham and Moore can be a serviceable tackle pair because Latham, when he's healthy, is a really good player.
I've convinced, on the Dan Moore front, I've convinced myself he'll play this year, he'll play next year, he will not be here when the stadium opens.
Well, right. It's like if you look at that contract.
They have an out after two.
Yeah, with zero dead cap. Like,
yeah,
most of the time you structure those deals so you have a palatable out after year two of like, oh, man, we can cut him. It'll save us 15 in cap, and maybe we have to pay 9 in dead cap. There's zero dead cap if you cut him after his second year.
There, which you lose
It's basically a two-year deal. Yeah. And we were talking with TD yesterday, and he's kind of on the same page as Dan Moore is the Band-Aid at tackle right now. And over the next two drafts, you hope maybe you trade back, you pick up an extra first-round pick, and you can use it and go get the successor who ends up being your left tackle in the future.
It's a short-term fix for a long-term problem. And you could even put the term fix in quotations because Dan Moore has not played to the level of the contract you signed him to.
For sure. And likely, if the Titans' offensive line figures it out, he's still the worst player of those five. But he's just got to be capable. And he can't be getting Cam Ward crushed. And the good news is the sacks have gone down in every single game. 6-5-4-2. So we're looking at 1 or 0 on Sunday.
We're going
down.
If
the trend keeps going. So we'll see. But no, I don't have high hopes for this game on Sunday. 3 o'clock kick. Arizona is, and I brought this up earlier this week, Arizona's coming off the mini bye. They played Thursday night last week. They didn't have to travel at all. So they're going to be rested. They're going to be ready. I'm not optimistic they win this game, but I'll say it again that, like, you have to win a game at some point. Like, I'm not going to pick them to win a game because right now they might be the worst team in football.
Yeah.
But
ain't no might. They are.
And
I heard you and Frazier talk
Titans,
about this
Titans, Saints,
earlier.
Jets. Yeah. It's would I pick the Titans as the worst team in football right now? Probably.
Jets are pretty damn bad.
The Jets are bad. Well, the Saints, at the very least, they put up points against Buffalo. So right now, yeah, the Titans might be the worst team in football. So no one's going to expect them to win. But this is the NFL. You have to win games. These guys are all getting paid. They're all professionals. This team needs to show up and win a game. And I say it has to happen this week or next week. Because if you're 0-6 heading into the Patriots game, I think that's when the season just falls off a cliff. Yeah. It can go deeper, I promise you.
Yeah, it can always get worse. And right now it feels like rock bottom, but at least you have positive things moving forward. You think you have a good quarterback that you can develop. You've got young pieces, sort of. I think Kevin Winston, once we see some of him, I think he's going to be a bright spot. But I know we kind of focus on the moment right now, and to be honest with you, I'm really tired about talking with the Titans. I'm sick of talking about how bad they are and yet another loss, and I feel like we're going to be doing the same thing next week. So.
No, it's tough. I want to talk about football, actual football. Like, we should be spending these Friday shows talking about matchups and how can L'Jarius Sneed shut down Marvin Harrison Jr. and what's the matchup going to be like with the pass rushers against the Titans tackles? Like, we should be talking actual football.
No, I'm tired of big picture stuff.
But that's all we can do because at this point, do the games really matter?
Yes and no.
Yeah, they do. They do in some ways.
They matter to that coach.
But it's like, we're not talking about this game of like, all right, you're playing the Cardinals. If you win this game, you put yourself in a really good spot, coming out of the road trip, all this stuff. I want to talk about football again. I want to be able to bring guests on and preview games, bring in a Cardinals reporter. And I know we could do that.
I already did that this week, pal.
Do people really care about how the Titans match up on paper with the Cardinals this week?
Well, if you want to hear that, listen to Talking with TD, available on Apple and Spotify.
There you go. Yeah, there's your X's and O's talk. Because it's just like, you whether they're 1-4 or 0-5 in terms of this season, it doesn't matter. The season's over. But like, yes, for the long term of the franchise, you want to see the young guys play better. So anyway, little rant there to end the show about just like, can we win a game? Can the Titans just go out and win a game?
Can we please win a game?
So
for the
we
love
can,
of God.
So we can have some like actually different conversations, because every time they lose a game, it's the same stuff about when's the coach getting fired and all this kind of stuff. So anyway.
Same, you know the saying, same bleep, different day.
Yep. We'll see if Monday is any different.
To end the show, do we think Kentucky covers against Georgia?
No.
Way to put it bluntly there, Jake.
Lots of college football tomorrow again. Vanderbilt, Alabama on 94.9 The Fan, 2:30 kick, 1 o'clock pregame. Make sure you tune in for that. Vandy looking to get to 6-0. Titans taking on the Cardinals, 3:05 kick on Sunday. We will be back on Monday to recap it all. Excited for that at 9 a.m. on Monday. Chase and Big Joe are coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.